This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, made up of the smartest audience, the best people on the planet Earth. And we could have expert after expert after expert on the program to talk about what we've lived through these last several weeks, and they wouldn't even scratch the surface of wisdom compared to this audience. So, within you is all the wisdom you need. I have a challenge for you today. I want you to explain what happened, how we got to this point of impeachment. They just interrupted Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor for Kevin Cramer. I think we better take that. Hang on, a little breaking news. Live on Fox News Channel, Senator Kevin Cramer.
What's going on? I'm just very honored to be able to serve with him, and he articulated it beautifully. The only thing he said that I might disagree with is in referencing Nancy Pelosi's behavior, he said it's comical. It would be comical if it wasn't so tragic.
Senator, do you want to hear from witnesses in a Senate trial?
You know, Bill, I really, at this point, I don't think I do, but I don't want to make that decision yet. I think the time to make the decision on witnesses is after we hear the House managers, you know, plead their case, and we know their case quite well, obviously. It isn't much of a case at all, but I want to hear them first, and then I want to hear the defense's statement, maybe get some questions through the Chief Justice. And then at that point, maybe we should get together and talk about whether we want to hear from our witnesses. But I share the leader's concern that it's really not the Senate's job to make an incompetent pleading competent. It's our job to be the jurors, not to be, not to be assistants to the prosecutors. So, I'm inclined to not want to hear from more witnesses. There was a time when I did. I thought it'd be good to hear from the whistleblower, from Hunter Biden. But at this point, the Democrats have presented such a pathetic case that I don't know that we should waste a lot of America's time on it.
Two follow-ups on that. If you were given the option of a motion to dismiss, as of today, would you vote yes on that?
I don't know that I would. And the reason I say I likely wouldn't is because I do want to hear from the president's lawyers. And I think America should hear from the president's lawyers, because up to this point, they've not been able to. And while there were some overtures made late in the House's process to include them, it was too little, too late, and frankly, too contrived. So I do think that the country deserves to hear from both sides the complete case that each of them makes, and then decide from there. But
Senator Ted Cruz 2 hours ago here on Fox said that with regard to Hunter Biden and the whistleblower, the president wants them as witnesses. That is his call. Where do you come down on that?
I want to wait and make that decision after I hear the two arguments. I would say this. I don't think the country really wants to be dragged through this for much longer. I think they've pretty well checked out. You look at the markets, you look at the polls, you look at the Christmas season. Most Americans have, I think, decided that they want to move on. And if the Democrats are both incompetent and corrupt and can't make a case that's worthy of a trial, I'm not sure that that it makes a lot of sense to call witnesses. Again, it's up to the lawyers to make the motions. It's up to the Senate to vote on them.
Timing is going to be everything now, as it has been throughout this process. Senator, we're told that Chuck Schumer might be taking to the Senate floor here in a moment. We'll have that for you as well. But, Senator, what do you speculate is Nancy Pelosi's next move here?
Well, it's a good question, because right now it looks like she wants an off-ramp. The idea of not sending the articles over to the House, first of all, I believe that would be unconstitutional. And second of all, it demonstrates a lack of confidence in their own case. And I think, frankly, they started out looking foolish, and they're looking downright silly today as a result. So what it appears to me is that they're trying to stall, and hopefully they can somehow change public opinion through their friends in the media. But at this point, public opinion is going against them. I don't know how prolonging this gets any better.
Senator,
she's in the tough spot.
You think that she's looking for an off-ramp?
Well, I do.
I don't prevent her from handing the articles to the Senate.
Well, why else does she, want to not send these articles over? She's been talking about that. Senator Schumer himself mentioned it a couple of days ago. The very idea that somehow they wouldn't send the articles over could only be because they want to stall. And I believe, Bill, with all my heart, that she never really wanted to do this impeachment in the first place. I think the reason that they're having a vote on USMCA today is basically to pay back all of those moderates that are in trouble in her caucus for forcing them to walk the plank last night. So she's in a tough spot, but she made some bad decisions that got her here.
Senator Kevin Cramer joining us this morning. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Bill Hemmer on Fox News Channel, and I forget his co-host there, but guess who's talking now? Chucky Schumer. Come on, I got to have a little Chucky Schumer. Little Chucky.
It's very much what the founders feared.
Oh, yes.
Forged the impeachment powers of the Congress.
He'd know about the founders, wouldn't he?
The founders in their wisdom.
Oh, yes. They
gave the House the power to accuse.
You don't. They had it.
The Senate, the power to judge. We are now asked to fulfill our constitutional role as a court of impeachment.
Take a nap.
Now that the House of Representatives has impeached President Trump, the nation turns its eyes to the Senate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the farce.
What will the nation see? Will the nation see what Alexander Hamilton saw? A body of government with confidence enough to preserve, unawed and uninfluenced, the necessary impartiality.
He shouldn't quote Hamilton.
Or the nation see the Senate
it's not
dragged
working.
Into the depths of partisan fervor. The nation just witnessed how the Republican leader sees his role in this chapter of our history, demonstrating both an unfortunate descent into partisanship and demonstrating
Hot.
The fundamental weakness
Meat kettle.
Of the president's defense.
Wow. Wow.
What you turned it down?
Can you put any more? President Trump is illegitimate because the House voted along party lines. Forgive me. But House Democrats cannot be held responsible for the cravenness of the House Republican caucus and their blind fealty.
Hey, Democrats voted with Republicans on this,
Leader
Chucky.
McConnell,
you didn't get any Republicans on your
the
side.
Impeachment was motivated by partisan rage.
It was.
This from the man who said proudly, I am not impartial. I have no intention to be impartial at all in the trial of President Trump. What hypocrisy. Leader McConnell.
He'd know that.
Accused the House Democrats of an obsession to get rid of President Trump. This from the man who proudly declared his number one goal was to make President Obama a one-term president.
Well, like your goal isn't to make Trump
Leader
a one-term
McConnell,
president. I mean, come on.
That Democrats impeached the president for asserting executive privilege. President Trump never formally claimed executive privilege. He claimed, quote, absolute immunity, unquote. And the White House counsel wrote a letter stating simply that the administration would not comply with any subpoenas. Leader McConnell claimed that the Democrats' quote, obsession with impeachment has prevented the House from pursuing legislation to help the American people. Leader McConnell knows very, very well that the House Democratic majority has passed hundreds, literally hundreds of bills that gather dust here in the Senate.
Well, because they have no chance of passing.
Condemned to a legislative graveyard by none other than Leader McConnell himself.
Now, just so you can say you passed something. We know your game. I can't take this guy anymore. I can't take it. He bores me to tears. And he's such a political animal, just like Nancy Pelosi. Look, anybody in Congress is a political animal. Don't think I'm not saying Republicans are all lily white and Democrats are all partisan politicians. Anybody in Congress has, you know, political instincts, right? That they're going to say, but these people are driven by one thing and one thing only. It's always politics. It's always maneuvering. It's always a little bit of an edge. And it's with unbelievable amounts of hypocrisy. So much so, I think a lot of people check out. They don't pay attention. They don't even pay attention. There'll be news throughout the show, and we'll bring it to you when it comes. Mitch McConnell actually gave a very good speech. Mitch's speeches normally would be, I would say, a little on the boring side, but it was good. It was very informative. He was killing it, without question. It's just one of the reasons that Schumer's got a little something in his craw there that he's ticked off about, obviously. But when we come back, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about, how do you explain this to somebody else? Maybe over the holidays you get a chance to have a little conversation and they say, what do you think of this Trump deal? He got impeached. What are you going to say? What's going to be your explanation for this? More coming up.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit newleafhospitality.com. newleafhospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's Andy Flagpole Guy Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming requests for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation route. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625.
About what the hell? About what the actually produced in those 12 weeks. House Democrats rushed and rigged inquiry, yielded 2 articles, 2 of impeachment. They are fundamentally unlike any articles that any prior House of Representatives has ever passed. The first article concerns the core events which House Democrats claim are impeachable. The timing of aid to Ukraine. But it does not even purport to allege any actual crime. Instead, they deploy the vague phrase, abuse of power. Abuse of power. To impugn the president's action in a general, indeterminate way. Speaker Pelosi's House just gave in to a temptation that every other House in history has managed to resist. Let me say that again. Speaker Pelosi's House just gave in to a temptation that every other House in our history has managed to resist. They impeach a president whom they do not even allege has committed an actual crime known to our laws. They've impeached simply because they disagree with a presidential act and question the motive behind it. So let's look at history. Andrew Johnson impeachment involved around a clear violation of a criminal statute, albeit an unconstitutional statute. Nixon had obstruction of justice, a felony under our laws. Clinton had perjury, also a felony. Now, the Constitution does not say the House can impeach only those presidents who violate a law, but history matters. History matters, and precedent matters.
Wow. Mitch McConnell doing a fabulous job there on the Senate floor. And again, how many people you think know that? How many people you talk to know that this impeachment was not over a violation of any law on our books? I think there's a huge chunk of the American public, if you ask them today that the president was impeached, they say, well, when does he leave? Well, is he packing up now? They got the moving van there? I really do. I think people, they don't connect those dots. Got to be removed in the Senate. Anyway, more of our commentary and yours, too, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on What's on Your Mind Today. CJ's here from Dak Diesel. Be nothing like getting that diesel running like it should be running for Christmas. There'd be a present for you. And I know the guy to do it, CJ and his team at Dak Diesel, or a stocking stuffer of some of that magic potion you sell to get us a little better mileage on the diesel. Right, CJ?
It's one of those things, you know, if you got dirty injectors, your fuel system hasn't been cleaned, you know, it's one of those things that it's always a good idea to get some through, or if, you know, it's just not running right, you know, and you're not sure if it's just a dirty fuel system, or if you, a lot of guys have tried it, and they just didn't want to stick money in injectors. They went and spent the money, and which it's not expensive. It's $29.50 a quart, treats 120 gallons, but it's worked wonders for numerous people. You know, and it's one of these things with the new fuel out there. The U.S. government has it where anything under, B10, biodiesel, you know, as long as it's under 10%, they don't even have to list it at the pump. And you can get, algae buildup in your tanks and in your fuel system. And that stuff does absolute wonders for cleaning that out too. So definitely one of those things. If you want to give somebody a stocking stuffer, just stop by. We sell it. We got the awesome anti-gel on hand. So definitely good for Christmas.
Give it a try. Give it a try, folks. It's for you. Yeah, Todd has dirty injectors. He doesn't like to talk about it, but
stop down this afternoon.
I want to know what happens when you pour the anti-gel onto Jell-O. What happens?
That's a good question. I haven't tried that.
It's a little science project we'll do soon, Todd. There you go. Yeah, exactly right. Give CJ and the team a call at Dak Diesel, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. CJ, Merry Christmas to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. And, yeah, you guys have a Merry Christmas, too.
You as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says, I remember back when Robin Ventura was hit by a Nolan Ryan pitch. Robin charged the mound, and when he got there, he just sort of stopped and wondered why. So Nolan Ryan put them in a headlock and proceeded to punch him. I liken this to what the House has just done by impeaching the president and then stopping short and not sending the documents to the Senate. Now, I think the Republicans in the Senate are going to be punching out the Democratic House.
Love that.
Oh, some good analogies. Here's a guy who was on the House floor last night who's got this figured out, too. Listen to this guy. I had never heard of the guy before, but he made a lot of sense. Listen.
Oh, we want Clay?
Clay is our man.
Oh, Clay is the man. Here we go.
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, I have descended into the belly of the beast. I have witnessed the terror within, and I rise committed to oppose the insidious forces which threaten our republic. America is being severely injured by this betrayal, by this unjust and weaponized impeachment brought upon us by the same socialists who threaten unborn life in the womb, who threaten First Amendment rights of conservatives, who threaten Second Amendment protections of every American patriot, and who have long ago determined that they would organize and conspire to overthrow President Trump. We don't face this horror because the Democrats have all of a sudden become constitutionalists. We're not being devoured from within because of some surreal assertion of the socialists' newfound love for the very flag that they trod upon. We face this horror because of this map. This is what the Democrats fear. They fear the true will of we, the people.
You got the red map up.
They are deep establishment D.C. They fear. They call this Republican map flyover country. They call us deplorables. They fear our faith. They fear our strength. They fear our unity. They fear our vote.
I love this
and
guy.
And they fear our president.
You bet they do.
We will never surrender our nation to career establishment D.C. politicians and bureaucrats. Our republic shall survive this threat from within. American patriots shall prevail.
There you go.
It is a threat from within, too. Clay Higgins, Louisiana, former sheriff down there, the guy elected to Congress.
Do a Google on him talking about these gangbangers they were trying to arrest. It's awesome.
Stephen Bismarck, let's get you in quick before the break.
Yeah, though I was going to make a comment on Pelosi there and sending this over to the Senate. If you heard her last night, basically she's trying to run the Senate. She's not going to send it over unless they get this. She's way out of bounds.
You think that's what she's trying to do? That's what she's trying to
absolutely.
Do? So she's
absolutely,
basically, it's leverage. We'll do this, but you got to hold on. Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
We're not sending it over unless you call witnesses and stuff and do our job for us because we couldn't do it. And that's
well, if I were Mitch McConnell, I'd go, okay, well, we're not doing any of that, so we'll just keep waiting here. We're not going to pass your crap legislation. More coming up.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows, and a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspectives, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, Go Bison!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump approved late yesterday after a day-long debate in the Democratic-controlled House. One article covers abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress. At the White House, Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the president's not concerned.
I think this is actually better for our party, and I think that that's going to show in 2020. I think this is truly backfiring on the Democrats.
And the president himself told a boisterous crowd of supporters at a rally in Michigan last night.
It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached, do you?
Meanwhile, former Trump White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says his former boss is a, quote, lawless criminal. Major Trump supporter Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina has announced he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. He's a four-term representative. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Tell you about my friends at T-Mobile and some fantastic deals they have right now. Your last chance to let T-Mobile help you gift peace of mind this holiday season. I said gift. You notice that? We're going to gift a little peace of mind. Put that in a pretty package, right?
What do you got?
Peace of mind. Well, there's great deals. The safest devices, your favorite brands, something for everyone. You can gift your loved one the latest Samsung watch so you can track their health. That's kind of nice. Peace of mind there. Use their phone and access their favorite apps. Pairs perfectly with a Samsung phone. Did you know that? The phone and the...
Oh, sure. That makes sense, yeah.
And Samsung devices plus much more available at any T-Mobile location. And they are everywhere. Oh, my gosh, they're everywhere. You can find them all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and beyond. Find a location near you at bmobile.com, bmobile.com. The gadget folks, to help you understand all the gadgets. We're going to have them on before Christmas, just to tell us a thing or two about the latest gadgets, the latest features on all the phones and whatnot. We're going to go to Botno next up. Love Botno. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm in the truck driving, but I got to pull over. But President Trump, all politicians are politicians.
Yep.
But he's not a politician. He's a businessman. He's doing good for the country. If you have a 401k, go ahead and take a look at that, what he's done for that. And what he wants to do with taxes, he's trying, but he's being politicianized by the Dems. And I actually wasn't Democrat or Republican, but now I'm Republican for sure. As long as he can get in and keep doing good, loving every bit of it.
So if somebody says to you at the Thanksgiving or the Christmas festivities, and I don't know about that Trump guy. I'm this impeachment and all this stuff. You'd say, hey, go look at your 401k. You'd say, forget the noise. Just look at your own pocketbook and how you're benefiting from his policies. That's where you'd go.
Absolutely. You know, I look back to the election, and I was watching the news when he got elected, and there was a lady on the news. She started crying. She's 80-some years old. They're interviewing her. She started crying and says, it's about time somebody gets into this presidency that's going to do something and not be a super politician. That hit me hard.
Well, see, this is my theory on why they hate him so bad, because he's such a disruptor. He doesn't beat to the drum of the swamp and the bureaucracy and go to the traditional norms or anything else. He's his own man. He didn't, need anybody to get there. He got there all on his own. It was all, you know, the American public rising up on his behalf. Well, if you are of the swamp, by the swamp, life as you know it is over if this guy reigns. He gets reelected, and it's just going to go that much further to drain the swamp. That's real. That deep state, that entrenched bureaucracy, all of that is real. And he is draining it. He's taking it on one at a time. I love it.
Yep. It's a good deal. And now Pelosi's trying to dismiss things, but they should investigate her because the way she slurs her words and when she's on the radio and TV, she's on something. And it's kind of a joke to watch her speak.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I hear what you're saying there. It's hard to know. I think there's a lot of people in Congress, Nancy Pelosi included, who really should be home with their grandkids and in a log cabin somewhere just enjoying the fire. But they're drunk on power. They got to be there. It consumes them. It defines them. And that's sad. Unfortunately, that's why we have the problem we have. A lot of common sense in Botano, I tell you. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Texter says, why don't you do your stupid little voiceovers when you have Kevin Cramer speaking? Guys, what is the stupid little voiceover they're talking about? They're saying, I'm doing a stupid little voiceover.
Oh, when you were talking over Mr. Schumer.
Well, I was doing commentary.
Thinking it was...
It was commentary, wasn't it?
Maybe not very positive.
Oh, wasn't it?
Somebody got triggered.
Well, if he said something worth listening to, it'd be positive. Somebody got triggered.
There you go.
All right, so they want to do it when Kevin Cramer's speaking. Do you have my little
you're good.
Channel up here?
Sure.
So Kevin Cramer was on CNBC on Squawk Box, and they asked him about USMCA. Let's listen, and then I'll do my stupid little voiceover over that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, first of all, I think it creates momentum, and I don't think you can underestimate the value of momentum.
I agree with that.
Good things follow good things. This phase one part of the deal is very good for my state of North Dakota because
I agree with that. I've heard that from farmers and ranchers. I agree with that. Yep. You go, Kevin.
We're an agrarian state. We produce a lot of energy, and we produce a lot of food and fiber, and there are a lot of people who eat and consume in China. So this is very, very good for the Midwest and particularly for states like North Dakota. The other thing it does, I think, Andrew, that sometimes we don't talk enough about, and that is it creates momentum for the next trade deal, whether it's with the United Kingdom,
that's right,
post-Brexit, whether it's with the European Union.
Common sense.
Every trade deal that we accomplish creates momentum and leverage for our president in dealing with other countries.
Senator, one of the questions we've been trying to handicap this morning is the impeachment that took place yesterday. The markets seem to be shrugging it off. What do you think the larger implications are politically over the next year?
So it's an interesting question, Andrew, because I think the markets are actually a pretty good reflection of the public. And that is that they baked in that it was going to happen. I think they've also baked in that when the adults on the other side of the Capitol here in the United States Senate take control of this situation, we'll be able to restore some order. I think that the markets and the voters and the citizens, the investors, the worker have all baked all of that in and have a great deal of confidence. And that's why I think it's a bit of a yawner, as serious as it is, and I don't mean to diminish it. It's obviously historic, even as flawed as it is. But
it's yawner.
You know, I think it's going to be a very good year for the United States.
I love it. Yawner, yawner, yawner. Okay, so there I did it. I hope that person's happy. We aim to please here. We aim to please, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll take your counsel from our fine listeners. But, you know, there are most often when I'm playing a clip of something, I'm going to do my commentary right along with it because, to me, it sort of saves time and it spices it up a little bit rather than just play the clip. Don't you want a little commentary with it? I mean, I guess if you love Chuck Schumer, as that person clearly does, you wouldn't like the fact that I'm disagreeing with Chuck Schumer. But, you know, I'm sorry. Whether I say it after or whether I say it during, what's the difference? I don't know. I'm done being sensitive. On we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Texter says, Nancy is thinking like Admiral Yamamoto after Japan's perceived victory of Pearl Harbor. I fear all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve. A very good analogy from that listener, wouldn't you say? Very good. Let's go to Billings, Montana, and Bert is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bert.
Good morning, Scott.
I just wanted to say, you know, we have to, the Democrats and liberals are running on pure wild emotion, but we have to take a look at their actions, and we have to pay attention as a society, because they didn't, I'm sure those 31 swing states didn't put them in and campaign that we're going to impeach this guy. But look at their actions and what they're doing. We can't go off of their verbal rhetoric, and we all need to pay attention, and we have to hold them accountable for their actions. Thanks.
That's a good point, Bert. Very good point. Lots of wisdom out there. Tell me what you think. 258-0550-701. 258-0550-800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. Some more texts here. Some people are so dumb they think Hillary's going to be president now. LOL. You know, can we just say a quick prayer? Dear Lord, we would so enjoy the entertainment of a Hillary Clinton candidacy that it would be so good for this business of talk radio, if it be your will. Hillary as the nominee. Can you? I can't even put it into terms what that would be like. To have her lose again, and she's clearly so angry, so consumed with her hatred of the president that you can't run a reasonable campaign that way. People don't go, they don't vote for pessimism. What did Donald Trump win on? Make America great again. I care about people that come from the place everybody else calls flyover country. A whole lot of people, like you heard that gentleman before say, I wasn't a Republican or a Democrat, but boy, when I heard Trump, I said I'm for that guy. That's why he's president. These people aren't partisan. They don't say, oh, I want that bill, and why didn't they pass that bill? They want someone that cares as much as they do about the Republic and is willing to fight for it. I think they're more mad today than they ever were. I don't think this process had anybody go, well, you're right. Now, let me say this. Did anybody hear? Kevin may have this clip, I don't know, or Todd might, but the president last night in the rally in Michigan talked about Debbie Dingell and something she had said about him. She's from Michigan, so she's a member of Congress. Her late husband, John Dingell, famous member of Congress, passed away, and he talked about giving the family the aid treatment throughout the funeral. But he said something about the Dingell looking up, because I guess his wife said he's looking down on the process and is, I don't know, sad or something. And Trump made a joke and said, well, maybe he's looking up. Bad idea. That's the kind of stuff I think that can turn people against him. Impeachment doesn't do it, but I wouldn't say that. I don't see any upside in suggesting John Dingell, a revered member of Congress for many years in Michigan, is in hell. I don't. I don't think you say that stuff out loud, because some people will go, what? Am I wrong? You tell me. Daniel, Watford City, what's on your mind?
I want to say, thank you for everything you guys do. And also, too, something I would like to probably say to our friendly Democratic listeners is I really feel like the Democratic Party is just trying to exert their power. You know, the Democratic Party is about control and instituting controls and regulations. And President Trump is trying to free the American people, free us up to be profitable, you know, and economic and
free people. Yep, take off the shackles. I mean, really, that's the tenets of the Republican Party. People can do this. Individual responsibility. And you make a very good point, Daniel, about using the power. They're impeaching him because they can. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 950 acres of exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land in Rolette County, North Dakota. 200 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, North Dakota. 160 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail County, North Dakota. And an exceptional land lease auction in Logan County, North Dakota, featuring crop and pasture land. For more information on these auctions and many more, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden. Grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
So Jackson 5?
Yes, sir.
Wow. How about that, huh? Can you find me a little Andy Williams?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do that?
Right now?
Well, not right now, but I'm just kind of in an Andy Williams mood today for Christmas.
You got it?
Yeah, perfect. Oh. Our friend Jim the Flagpole guy is going to be here in a moment. All kinds of calls, questions, and comments rolling in here. Nancy Pelosi speaking shortly. I can hardly wait. Warning, I will do some commentary during her talk. Okay, so if that offends you, you might want to turn the radio down just a tish. Don't turn it off. Just turn it down a tish, and you'll hear, you know,
you mean
a little less of it.
Little voiceovers?
Yeah, is that what it's called? Yeah. Where's
using,
the text?
Yeah, using
why
the,
don't
the
you do your stupid? Yeah, don't. Why don't you do your stupid little voiceovers? Yeah, when you have Kevin Cramer speaking. Okay, so we did
you
it for
do
Kevin.
That during Andy Williams too.
We did it for Chuck. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, is what I was thinking. This is a little. sleepy. Always looking for a pump me up kind of. You know. There you go. There you go. That's my kind of Andy. Now let's hear it loud and proud. Loud. Louder. 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 Louder.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, let's hear your stupid little commentary here.
You hear the ding-dongs and the ding-dongs and, you know. But ding-dongs are...
They're everywhere.
Yeah. The most wonderful time. Andy, you're crushing it. You're crushing it. You're the best. All right. Jim, the flagpole guy, in just a moment. Chris in Virginia. Are you like in Virginia, Minnesota? Virginia as in the swamp? Where are you at, Chris?
I'm at the Second Amendment state of Virginia.
All right. All right. There you go. I hope it's a Second Amendment state.
Yeah, ding dong, the witch is dead, right?
Which witch are you referring to?
Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, yeah, you said that, not me. Yeah. I don't want anybody to die. I just wanted to go back to San Francisco and have the, you know, rice aroni or something.
I meant politically. Politically.
Right.
Politically.
Right, right. Politically speaking. No, got it. Yeah. Yeah. Got it.
I was just going to say that it's funny now that this is all over. They can't do anything else. Think about it. They can't do anything else. They've done what they can do. The impeachment. Well, that's it.
Yeah, they're going to do USMC.
It's kind of like Jesus on the cross. You know, once you kill them, you can't do anything else.
True. What else are they going to do to Trump? They'll keep trying, though, without question, but I hear you. That makes some sense. You know, I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say, and I'm going to go to Jim, the flagpole guy, since we're short on time, because he can talk a little bit about what that flag has stood for all these generations. And there's been 3 impeachments under that flag. So we saw history in that regard, and the flag still flies. So we can be positive, can't we, Jim?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yes, we can be positive, because if you recognize, I don't know, at least in my heart, I kind of live and breathe politics, unfortunately. I've worked alone and always listened to Rush for like 20 years on, as I did my, you know, handyman work over the years. For the first time in a long time, I actually feel like truth is back in America, and that's what that flag stands for in a way, is that truth always will follow excellent exceptionalism and high moral standards. And when you listen to the two sides right now politically, you hear one that's just standing on the truth. You know, I believe over time truth will set you free, and we just need to be patient. And, you know, I never thought I'd be here right now, and I'm just so overwhelmed, Scott, with the blessings of living in this land and being an entrepreneur. And I'm actually at Patriot Fuels right now, and I'm delivering 230x60 flags that we cut and sewn and hemmed. And it's kind of a huge accomplishment in my life. I never thought I'd be here. Never quit.
That might be the biggest flag that flies over North Dakota, right?
It probably is, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it is monstrous. And if you ever drive 85 and you come between Watford City and Williston, you see it on top of the hill. It just, my heart stops every time. I get chills. It's just fantastic. It's a beautiful flag, and of course, Jim is doing their flag maintenance and making. And when you get a flag that high, it needs to be replaced often to keep it in tip-top shape. So, yeah, that's another accomplishment for the flagpole guy right there, sir.
Well, we're growing. We're learning. I've learned so much, and I never stop learning. And unfortunately, you learn by mistakes, or you have issues or whatever. And we just the person who is an entrepreneur just has to keep waking up and saying, I can do it. I just got to learn from it, keep going. And I think that's what we've all been doing. And even look at, like, the farmers are going to get some relief from what Trump is doing. Truth stands the test of time. And if America stays behind the truth, we'll come out of this all right.
Indeed, we will. And, folks, if you want the greatest, and I do mean the greatest, Christmas gift you can give, I think this is especially a neat idea for family members, for mom and dad. Maybe they're still back on the farm. And raise that flag, or they live in town, give them a flag. What a gift. You know, I mean, parents are hard to buy for because they have everything. They don't want anything. But to know that they would have a flag pull out front, and maybe in memory of somebody or service member, it's a great way to go. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG. I have one of his flag pulls. I live near a church that has three of his flagpoles. I see the craftsmanship. I see the attention to detail. Nobody will treat you better. NDFlagpoleGuy.com for all your flag accessories. Jim, God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Scott. God bless America.
Call 701-571-FLAG for Jim, the flagpole guy. More coming up.
It's not often you can make a purchase that makes every day better. But that's what hot tubs do from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I know this because we have one in the Hennep family, and we absolutely love it, especially this time of year. Actually, the colder it gets outside, the better it is inside, because you're better above the water, below the water. Oh, my gosh, there's nothing like it. And right now, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, has an incredible sale. Every day made better, and now more affordable than ever, too, because they have a pre-owned blowout sale going on right now, when you'll save up to 70% off the price of a new one. That's right. Up to 50 to choose from. Certified pre-owned models. They've been all checked out, and they come with a warranty, too. Call 701-238-5892 to find the perfect one for you right now. Call Ben, 701-238-5892. Stop at their pre-owned showroom at 601 Main Avenue West in West Fargo, or go to HotSpringsSpasAndPoolTables2.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.